Thank you. Welcome back to Inside Agriculture, where we analyze market activity from last week. What's better than having one market analyst on the air, or even two? How about three? On Market to Market over the weekend on PBS, Van On & Company's Christy Van On, from Zahner Ag Hedge, Ted Seifried, and Karen Braun, who was asked what was the top headline news making of last week.
At first, it was kind of this bearish corn stocks report from USDA, like you mentioned, a ton more corn than the market expected. And then, you know, we shut down on Wednesday, and then the Truth Social post with, you know, aid coming to soybean farmers. And we're not really sure what things are going to look like next week because, again, the government is still shut down. We have a lot of reports, a lot of data that we aren't seeing right now that we're used to. And a lot of resources are also not online right now. So, you know, I think that we have really a ton of uncertainty looking into the next week, even a couple weeks, depending on how long this lasts.
Christy Van On, what did that USDA report tell us?
I think the report told us, right, we have more corn than we had. This, like, the third or fourth bearish corn report. Like, they keep just adding more corn to the pipeline, and the market has done such a good job shaking it off, which is very impressive. And it felt like this was finally the report that was going to do it in for corn. And then you got this post from President Trump saying, hey, I'm going to meet with him. I'm going to focus on soybeans, obviously focusing on soybeans, so not corn. But I think it was just enough saying you finally got an acknowledgement to farmers from President Trump. It really, you haven't seen that yet out of this presidency. And so I think that was great, and that kind of saved the market. I am worried what it would have looked like had we not seen that post, especially with a lack of information. One thing that's been keeping corn going has been our great demand, our export sales. And so if we're not seeing information, what's going to keep those buyers in?
I was kind of surprised by the numbers that we saw on Tuesday, and you know, all my calculations showed that that number, it shouldn't have been as big as it was. But you know what? We have to deal with it. We have to digest it, and we have to move forward. And I think that, you know, without knowing what USDA would have said on their October 9th report, I guess we don't know if we're going to get it. But, you know, assuming that we don't, we just kind of are making assumptions. And sometimes that actually helps the market if we can kind of, you know, maybe speculate on things that could be happening that maybe aren't. That in the past has actually supported markets, definitely in the case of soybeans during, you know, the last shutdown that we saw a few years ago. We could be in the dark on some of the key data. One of the things that I wrote about this week was that hedge funds tend to heavily sell corn during shutdowns, and nobody can see that. And you would think the price action would show you that that's happening. It doesn't, though. They are selling, and we are not seeing that data until way later, until it's already happened. And so it's a really big deal when speculators change their position, especially, you know, going from bullish to bearish. Now, they're not bearish now, but, you know, how much selling or buying are they doing now? Well, we're not going to know.
So, but if they're selling at a time frame where we're also bringing in a harvest that we didn't get any summer rallies to get our price targets hit, and you've got that harvest pressure happening, this could be one of those times where if they are selling and we don't know about it, and the producer's selling and we don't know about it, price action could change to the negative in a hurry, and we're all just kind of saying, why? Nothing else is getting more bearish than what we've already seen. So behind the scenes, right, and not being able to see behind the scenes right now, that's a tough situation.
Yeah. Ted Seifried of Zahner Ag Hedge adds his 2 cents on the government shutdown and a lack of a trade deal with China.
A lot of what ifs hanging out over the weekend. What if 4 weeks from now, President Trump and Chinese President Xi meet and talk and nothing comes of that? We don't hear soybeans again, for example. There's a lot of what ifs. There's no certainties. And taking away the government information makes more uncertainty. So I think that's harder for people that do a lot of fundamental analysis. I mean, we sit here at tables and talk about fundamentals. But a lot of us also look at charts and look at price action, and that is very telling as well. And to Christy's point, when we've had more than three bearish reports in a row, yet you have maybe not a positive reaction, but not as negative as it maybe could have been or would have been expected. Like, if you'd have told me we're going to see an extra 207 million bushels of corn on an old crop ending stock and a new crop beginning stock, we should be down 15 cents, but we weren't. And we were right back up the next day. So price action says one thing, news says another. You got to kind of put both of them together. And I think for now, we're just going to have to work on price action. We don't know what yields are. We're not going to hear what the USDA thinks about that. We are not going to see export sales. You know, so now we're just left with actual market charts, price action. we'll see what happens there.
Ted Seifried, Karen Braun of Zehner Ag Hedge, and Christy Van Aan of Van Aan and Company. We'll hear more from them right after we check the weather on Inside Agriculture.